just a little sip of water, and I think we're all good to go. Hi, everybody. This is the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. I am your host, Wesley Mills. I'm your host with the most. What does that mean? I'm the host with the most what? I don't know. Whatever you're here for, I got the most of it for you. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? Saturday. No, it's not Saturday. All right, let me stop lying. It's a Saturday. I'm recording this on a Saturday, but it's going to come out tomorrow. What you guys got planned for the weekend? Right now, it's freezing. So I guess not much, right? We're going to be home chilling. It's 30 degrees. Does my black ass need to go outside today? Probably not, but I'll probably go out. Yeah, I gotta get out the house, man. These fucking kids. Not these kids, but the kids. Yeah, the dog's a kid, and the wife. Drive me crazy. Hold on, guys. Give me a second. Oh, man. Last couple of days, we lost a couple of great people. First, I want to start off saying, you know what? Rest in peace to Hank Aaron. Rest in peace to Larry King. Hank Aaron, you know, I'm surprised a lot of ladies, women don't know who he is. I told Aaliyah, I said, yo, Hank Aaron died. She's like, who's that? Another friend was talking to Kim. She said, she mentioned, I mentioned to her, I was like, yeah, Hank Aaron died. She was like, who's that? I ran back, Aaliyah don't know who he is. She don't even know who she is. Nobody knew. Shame on you, women. Shame on you. Shame on you. So yeah, Hank Aaron, for all the ladies who don't know, some of the young men don't know, he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He had a career batting average like 300. He was one time the home run king, and he went through a lot of shit, racism, you name that, threats against his life when as he was about to pass white Jesus, Babe Ruth. Yeah, he ended up passing Babe Ruth, became the home run leader. Had a total of like 755 home runs, over 3,771 hits, RBIs, 2,297. Yeah, one of the great 25-time All-Star too. Jesus, he made it to the All-Star team 25 times. Just an amazing player, man. When you talk about, you know, especially the athletes now, talking about being tough, he definitely paved the way. Went through a lot of shit. Like, imagine that. You're going to pass a white guy on a home run list. And get threats against your life, your family's life. Being all called types of niggas and shit. But he persevered, and he became one of the greatest players ever. Home run king for about 20 years, 30 years, till that... That steroid guy, the fat head, the muscle head passed him. Nah. I love Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds eventually passed him later, recently. Not recently, it was like 10 years ago, maybe. Yeah, rest in peace to him. Larry King, we all know Larry King. He passed away. I think this morning he passed away. Hank Aaron passed away yesterday. Larry King passed away today. From New York City, how about that? Hank Aaron was 86 and Larry King was 87. You know what? You can't complain too much, right? They both lived long, fruitful, successful, enjoyable lives. So you gotta respect that. We all know Larry King, host of Larry King Live, right? Journalist, you name it. So rest in peace to those guys. Rest in peace to him. I know everybody's asking a question, you know. Everybody's fucking superstitious. Everybody's like, who's going to be the next? Everybody dies in threes. Who's going to die next? So I'm taking a poll. I'm joking. What's that mean? Die in threes. Celebrity dies in threes. And what the rest of the world dies in? Thousands? What the hell? People die, you know. It's fucked up. Sad. Speaking of death, I visited my friend Najwa's grave. You know, it's the first time since she passed away about 5 years ago. I was in the area. So I said, you know, let me drive up there. And I went there. It's my first time. It was cool. It was cool. I don't know. I just went there, you know. It was cool. Dropped a couple of roses on a grave. And as I'm looking for a grave, it's a weird place, though, right? Going to visit in cemeteries. You see, you know, it's a lot of pictures, and you see, like, the ages. A lot of young people, like this kid I saw, he was like, he had to be, like, 13. A girl, she had to be no older, 22. My friend Ashwa, one of my best friends of all time, she passed away. She was 33. But yeah, you just, I don't know. It's like I'm standing on these graves, like, you know. You think about Hank Aaron, you know, it's sad, but it's not, it's more of a celebration of their lives, you know. Even though we celebrate while they was here, I guess, but, then you see, like, the younger people, that kind of hits, like, damn, they were young. How did they die? You know, you're curious, like, how did they die? Yeah. Death is it's inevitable, you know? Some people die young, some people die old, some people in that middle. Life is just weird in that way. Having said that, Biden, he's in office. I mean, doesn't everything feel so much calmer now with Biden in the office? Like our energy has just been lifted off of us. I don't know, it's crazy. Every day with Trump in office just felt like just pandemonium. Fucking crazy. Every day was something with that motherfucker. And it could have been another Republican president, you know? Let's say another Republican would have won. Or another Republican, like it would have been anybody besides Trump. I mean, Bush was the fuck up, but I didn't dislike Bush. Bush is like a cool guy. Bush is cool. He just had, you know, Dick Cheney and all those dumb motherfuckers who destroyed his legacy. I get to walk into the sunset with $1 billion. Shit. But, yeah, it's crazy, right? Biden is in office. Everything is kind of just chill. But that's not stopping the Republicans, though. They're already complaining about, Biden. Already complaining. Like, shut the fuck up. He's, you know, signing some executive orders and reversing a lot of things that Trump did so far. They're going crazy. Saying it's unconstitutional. It's not an executive order. Trump was doing it. Why can't he do it? Now it's unconstitutional. Trump, Biden, your guy doesn't do it. I don't understand that. Motherfucker, I've been in office for a week yet and they're already complaining. Like, Dave Chappelle gave Trump a chance, right? Everybody gave Trump a chance. He gave Trump like a month. Trump got like a cool month. Even though that first week he was a moron, he's like, all right, give him a couple more weeks. But Trump had like a month for the people who were against him. We just knew that, like, this motherfucker is not ready for the job at all. But Republicans are just going off already. Even people who like support, I see people on Instagram posting shit, tons of memes and shit. We're sheep. Like, what's that mean? We're sheep because we voted for, why are we sheep? Because we didn't vote for your guy. Your guy lost. Take that L. It's not, you know, now we got to be, you know, talked about and shit. And we was talking about Trump supporters too, right? But yeah, how can you vote a fucking reality TV guy as president? A bullshit real estate. That's not a story. I don't want to get into that too much. But come on, man. You guys put Trump in office. We all did though, right? Like I said, I don't want to go back on that. We all put Trump into office. I was just paying attention. But damn, can Biden get a month before he gets his first fuck up? I mean, it's gonna be fuck ups. That's the job. But having said all that, though, there's a calmness in the office, which it should be. Just do your thing as the president. Like, I don't need the all extra bullshit. You know, just do your thing. Do what you're supposed to be doing. You know, and just, you know, lining up your pockets. All right, guys, I'm back. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. God, I'm always irked. But this white guy, fucking sloppy looking white guy. He had me irked. So I'm in the Guitar Center the other day. Was it Thursday? And I had to pick up some cords from my mic, some new cords. I'm gonna get some longer cords, some cables. So I walk in. He's talking to the white cashier. They're talking about some shit. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. But I just want to get his attention real quick. I said, where's the, trying to find a cable, TRS cable. So white guy, he's a sloppy motherfucker. I'm in there looking, you know, I'm cleaned up, looking good. He's sloppy motherfucker. He kind of turns back to him, but he grabs his back pocket. Grabs his back pocket, make sure his wallet is secure. I want to fucking kick him right in the back of his fucking head, but I ignored it. I was like, whatever. So I asked him where the wires were, and the cables were, and he pointed me in the direction where they're at. So now I'm looking at the cables. I look at my phone, make sure I got the right one. So I'm kind of looking at them. So then I finally picked the one I wanted to get. I go back towards that direction. That's where the cashier is at. And I see him. Now the guy's attention. This guy's focus will be sideways. He's that way. He's pointing right, and it's sideways. So this guy's focusing should be straight ahead. But now he's opened up his body up, and he's facing me, and he's kind of like looking at me. The guy the slappy white guy who doesn't even work there, who just whatever. He's like me, a customer. And he was watching me, because I knew he was looking at me, keeping an eye on me, like, you know. Because white people love to be security of black people, no matter what. Like Karen or whatever, not telling, you know, what are you doing here? This is not your basketball court, you know. That's the vibes I was getting. Because, I got right where I went to get, and I walked back towards their section. And he kind of was caught looking at me, and he kind of turned away. I took a deep breath, and I said, you know what? I'll approach you. I'll be like, yo, what the fuck are you looking at? What's the problem? You gonna jump on my fucking neck and suffocate me, you fat fuck? Is that what you gonna do till the cops come? And say you was afraid for your life? You know, shit like that. That's the shit that black people have to deal with. Or anybody have to deal with any type of discrimination. Just that real subtle, you know. People love to be security of black people. I hate that shit. You know, wanna keep an extra eye. You know. I'm sure they got video cameras. They keep an eye on me, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Shit irks me. But I just took a deep breath and let it, you know. Can't let that shit get to me. Come home and take it out on Cali. So you let it be sometimes, you know. You know, could I fuck him up? Yeah, but I didn't. You know, you feel like that. I want to fuck this motherfucker up. But, you know, I guess that ain't right. Gotta just ignore that shit. But it irks, though. You know, we deal with shit like that all the time, man. It's a liberal city. He probably over there screaming Black Lives Matter. He don't trust a fucking black person. If his life depended on it, he wouldn't trust me to fucking save his ass hanging off a cliff. He'd be like, no, I need a white hand to come save me. But that's the hypocrisy in that, too. But, you know, these motherfuckers, this big liberal town. New York City's racist as fuck. But we're a liberal city on paper. That was that. And I got irked, too. I got irked by a black guy now, fucking Dwayne Reed. But he ain't doing nothing to me. He's telling me he's doing this guy. So I go and walk into Dwayne Reed. It's funny, I walk into Dwayne Reed, they got, like, cops in, like, the lobby. What, I guess the little, I don't know. You know, you walk into the store. You walk in, and they got the little section there. Oh, what the fuck is that called? And then you walk into the store. Was cop there chilling. You know, bitch nigga looking at me. What you want, nigga? Then walking this other cop chilling by the register. I noticed that Dwayne Reed having cops in it now. But there was this guy who works there, like a knot on his head. I don't know, some douchebag looking black guy. So I get a bottle of water, some cashews, you know, bullshit. I'm back online. And this black guy, he's fucking with this guy who was putting, they had this particular Dwayne Reed had a, what it had? It had a bottle machine where you could put your bottles in. I guess you get coins. So I noticed this guy. I didn't really see the guy, but I just felt, I knew what the guy was looking at, the guy, the employee was looking at towards him. So I couldn't really see what the guy was doing because, my view was being blocked. So he's just watching this black guy. I don't even know if the guy was black or not. I don't know. I think it was a black guy who was putting the bottles in the machine. So he was just kind of on it. He's like, "Yo, you gotta take the taps off. You gotta take the taps off." He kept saying. The guy was like, "I've been here forever." And the guy's like, he's like, "I'm putting the whole joints in there." He's like, "Now you gotta put the taps on. You gotta take the taps off. You gotta take the taps off." He kept telling him that, but he's real like aggressive to him. That kind of irked the shit out of me. He kind of walked over there and kind of was like, I don't know, with that real, like, "God, I told this motherfucker how to do it." And the cop was there, kind of just chilling. And I just looked at him. He caught me looking at him. I kind of had that stink face at him, like, "I'd be a dick." I go, "Mind it, I don't mind someone else's business." But I don't know, he just had me irked. Like, I feel like he was fronting, you know, for himself, for that cop. It was a black cop, too. It was all black cop. Black cop that was outside chilling. The black cop was in. She was a lady. She didn't give a fuck, but I don't know. I feel like he was just fronting and being real aggressive. I noticed the guy was putting the bottles in and being kind of irked. It's fucked up. I should just headbutted that motherfucker, right? Like, don't fucking treat people that way. Am I violent? I'm not violent. But, you know, I see my headbutt him, right? "You okay, sir?" "I'm okay. Can I have a dollar?" No, yeah. Damn, motherfucker. I don't know. I see shit like that all the time. Little instances with, you know. People are just pricks, man. People are just pricks. What are you going to do, right? These fucking guys. What are you going to do? I'm looking at this YFN. What's his name? YFN? YFN? Some name. What the fuck does the YFN stand for? YFN Lucci got arrested. Now there's interest in him. When he got arrested, everybody was going to call him a dumb rapper. I'm not really knowing what the fuck happened. But the details are scant as hell. Prosecutors put out, I don't get too involved in what happened because I don't know what happened. And, you know, some people do. Nobody knows. He's been charged, you know, or whatnot. But it seemed, the whole charges seem weird. But everybody's interested now. You know, when he's rapping. I mean, he had a little following, I guess. He had a following, some hits. I don't know too much about him. I know he's dating Regina Carter, Lil Wayne's daughter. Tanya's daughters as well. Is her name Tanya? No. But now there's interest in him. Just to bash him. Now, you know, before nobody gave a fuck. I'm not saying nobody. I feel like I'm playing him. But, you know, there's people who didn't probably know about him claim they didn't know who he was. Everybody's like, "Oh, he's so stupid." Now everybody cares. Even like major outlets are focused on him. Like they just love negative black shit. It irks me. Now everybody, now like national media and everybody else has so much interest in him now. It's funny. But they're just bashing him and shit, you know. Regina Carter, she can do better. What does that mean, she can do better? Why, because she's rich? Shit, and anybody can do better, right? Specifically her, though. He was dating, like, some chick from the hood. Everybody like, well, you know. Nobody would say, I don't think everybody like, well, you know, why was he with her, you know? Why she wants what she wants, right? Everybody's trying to project what she should have. Like, you know, should she marry a Kennedy? I don't know, right? We love doing that, like a lawyer. You know, I'm a lawyer. I want to marry a doctor, you know. That's not really how love works, you know. That's why everybody's like fucking up a love. You know, people don't understand how love works. She loved the nigga, I guess, right? The fuck? Yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's not my job to figure out why. How could she love him? That's who she loves. That's who she likes. That's who she with. She want to deal with the bullshit. That's on her. It's not my concern. I'm not here to say she deserved better. Because what is better, right? It's all scandal across the fucking board. Everybody's just scandalous as fuck, or doing fucked up shit, so can't really escape that. Well, if there's my daughter, I wouldn't fuck with a nigga like him. But, you know, as a parent, what can you do? What else going on? Like going on and on today. I have a short episode today. Harvey, I think so. It's early in the morning. I'm a little tired. I'm always tired, right? Because I'm always trying to... when I'm trying to call these shits, it's never like in a good time. It's like early in the morning, late at night. Shit. Just so I can have a little quiet. No time to me. Who's here scared of a Chucky doll? How many people... Like, how many of you guys, the listeners out there, who has a Chucky doll in their house? I don't know, some reason Callie loves Chucky. She watches that shit. Oh, you're a terrible parent. I mean, she watches a little bit. She knows about Chucky, you know, the Chucky dolls and all that shit. I said out loud, I was like, damn, I'm going to get Callie a Chucky doll. Fuck with her. I looked at Aaliyah. I was like, yo, I'm sure she get a Chucky doll, right? But I wasn't, like, really sure of myself when I said that. And she looked at me. She's like, get that shit. I was like, yeah, fuck, I'm getting that shit for. That shit's scary. Grown ass adult, scared of Chucky dolls. Like, fuck, I'm gonna wake up and that shit gonna have a knife at my throat. Fuck. I bet you, I know we're not the only adults. I know a lot of adults are probably scared to death of Chucky dolls. Why? It's a fucking doll. But that's movies, right? It's Hollywood. Gotta scare the shit. Gotta scare the living in rural areas. In the suburbs. You know, that's where all the shit goes down. Everything goes down in the fucking city. Ain't shit going up there. Except, cocaine, right? But that's everywhere. Right? But I don't know. We'll get the balls. So I'll get the balls and, get the doll. I think Callie will like that a lot. My eye on that shit, though. It's fucking movies, man. I don't know. So, did you see those Apple headphones? What's the name of these shits, man? Apple got these new headphones. I don't fucking understand Apple. They're fucking 540. They call it AirPods. They're not even pods. They're like big. I guess they call them pods because they went in the air. But they're the AirPods Max. They kind of look cool. They're like the vintage headphones a little bit. I like the vintage joints. But $549? Like, I don't understand it. Why are they charging? Damn, these shits look nice. They do look nice, though. It's weird, though. But I think probably the next summer, everybody's going to start wearing them. Because like, when the Beats by Dre's came out, everything's such status. Like, when the Beats by Dre's came out, everybody had those, right? They were popping. For a minute, everybody wanted them. Everybody loved those joints. And then Apple came out with the little AirPods. Everybody was playing them shits. I think I was one of them too. I didn't have either or though, but everybody was like, what the fuck are these? Nobody's gonna wear any of these. All it takes is a few people start to wear them. That shit took over. And then it was like, all right, now we're back to like regular size headphones, you know, just casual, not like, you know, recording in the studio or something, just casual shit on the train. From the big shits, I would say, hey, let's get the small ones. Everybody was playing them shits, but they're wonderful, right? Everybody loves the AirPods. Because everybody loves the Beats by Dre, but it's just, everything's like, the headphones are a fad now. Everything's a fad. So now, I guess the AirPod sales are going, AirPod sales are going down, I'm guessing. Because everybody has them, right? I don't know, like, we buy them shits every year, like a fucking iPhone? That's stupid. And now they got the AirPods Max. I know they got the Pros. Pros were like $250. They just, what the fuck? They had the Pros, the AirPod Pros. They're like a little more, as far as the noise canceling. I'm like, noise canceling? Like, well, I want to hear something coming around me. I want to hear the gunman come up on me. I want to hear him. I don't clear all this fucking sound. You know. Yes, Callie. All right, hold on, guys. All right, guys, I'm back. Had to get the kids some gummies. What is this? All right, so where was I? What the fuck was I talking? Oh, yeah, the headphones. Yeah, so they got the big headphones now. Apple's really trying to just control the game, man. I get it. That's what it's all about, right? Because everybody's got the pods, and now it's got to be the new thing now. Throw away those AirPods, everybody, and get the AirPods Max. Why didn't they just make them? They should have made them like $300. Damn, everything's just becoming retarded now as far as price. I can't say retarded. I can't use that, right? I'm sorry. But yeah, what's up with the AirPods Max? Are people excited? They look nice, though, right? I'm looking at these shits. Oh, shit. Hold on, guys. Yo, these look nice. I like them. Damn. Oh, I'm fucked. Oh, I'm fucked up right now, guys. I like these joints. Oh, these shits are fire. Oh, shit. Too much, though. I think I'll pay $300 for these, though. All right, I'll pay $300. I'm not paying $549 for headphones. Fuck these shits for the booth. You see rappers in the booth now with these shits. What the fuck? Oh, they got an AirPods headset speakers? Oh, that's fire. They got all types of cool, crazy shit. Oh, man, I'm fucked up right now, guys. I'm about to be a hypocrite. I like these AirPod Max. They look cool as fuck. Oh, these are fire. Fire! But then that, are they work? Oh, man, I'm fucked up. Nah. Yo, these are fire. Oh, they're cute as hell. These shits are cute. I want these shits. I was just talking shit. I gotta get new headphones, too. My AirPods are fucking dog bit one of my fucking AirPods. Speaker don't work in my shits. Fucking mutt. Oh, shit. I think I'm gonna do that with my STEMI, you heard? Tax time coming up. Holla at these. Oh, shit, guys. Don't listen to me. I don't want to go on bashing these shits now. I like the way they look. They look cool as fuck. They got homegirl with the big ass air. What's that shit called? The AirPad Pro. She got Max or whatever. Everything's Max. But let me get back on course though. These shits is nice though. I won't be mad at you for getting these shits. But at the same time though, damn, 500. Make them shits 350, 300. Damn, why the fuck are these shits $549? It has active noise cancellation. Nah. That's a flex, though. Rocking these shits is a flex. That's a flex. Motherfuckers start getting heads ripped off, trying to, you know, stealing these shits from a chick, ripping their weave out. Not just black girl. White girls. White girls will weave like a motherfucker, too. Calm down, guys. Yo, I like the way these look. You're going to like the way you look. Oh, shit. These look cool, though. I ain't gonna front, though. They look nice. But I don't know. $549? You guys gonna pay for these? I gotta move on from this topic. I like these joints. Damn. Oh, why would I get those, though? Can I afford those? What's on my account looking right now? So that's a no. Can't afford those. Oh, it's not shut up. I want those. Oh, man, I want those. Fucking iPhones. Ah, shit. Nah, we'll see. I'll think about it. Oh, shit. I like these joints. I can't stop looking at them. All right, let's move on. All right. You know what I want to talk about, though? Being unapologetically black. Are people apologizing? Are black people apologizing for being black? Are we? You know, you walk up to a white person or something. I don't know. What does that mean? You know, like, too loud. White people loud, too. Man, the black people loud. You got, a daishiki on or some shit. You walk into a restaurant with a daishiki, and it's not but white people, and then they're looking at you like, they just say, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry for the daishiki. I didn't mean it. Yeah, I see a lot of black people. A lot of black people calling black people unapologetically black, or black people just saying, hey, I'm unapologetic for my blackness. I would laugh at that. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Who's apologizing for being black? I had to dig deeper. I guess I get it. The idea is that you're comfortable in your skin, which most, but everybody isn't comfortable. Most black people are not comfortable in their skin. I guess not everybody's comfortable in their skin. Yeah, that's definitely not true. That's definitely true. But do they, are these people uncomfortable? Are they apologizing for it? Are they just like, I'm so sorry, guys, but I'm black. I know you're grabbing your wallets and your bags, and I apologize for that, but it's my skin. I'm sorry. All right, I'm back. You know, this kid, you know, hater. Callie's a hater. See, who's apologizing for being black? Raise your hand. Are you apologizing? And who are you apologizing to? White people? What the fuck? I looked that up a little bit. I said, what is someone apologizing for being black? Unapologetically black. It's basically saying it means not expending energy on what white people think. That's all it is. Being unapologetically black is not spending energy on what white people think. It's basically it. I get that, though. Because a lot of people do worry about what white people think, right? People always complaining. You know, like people complain about Tyler Perry movies and shit. That's what they're busy worrying about. Don't say that in front of them. Like, you really think that that's going to change what white people think about you? You apologize and they're going to laugh at you. Or how you act. Remember, it's not how you act. You can do whatever. You can have a suit on. You could be a doctor. But people still, you know, the white people who are people who are racist in general are still going to not fuck with you, not going to like you. You know what I mean? Like, you're an athlete. We love all athletes, right? Hit or entertain. So I get that. Yeah, unapologetically black. Am I unapologetic? I guess I'm unapologetically black. Because I don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks. But then being unapologetic, just in general, is people always kind of apologizing for who they are. Not even on a black and white scale. People always apologizing for who they are. Could be in front of black people. Apologizing to black people for who they are. White people apologize to another white person for how they are. Just in what they do. What they like, you know. How you dress, you know. Your partner, you whatnot. Changing your looks for them. In a way to satisfy their tastes. Don't you find someone who likes your tastes, right? Or willing to accept you for you, you know? So in addition to being, to black people being unapologetically black, everybody in general should be unapologetically themselves. How about that? We should all be unapologetically ourselves. But we're not, though. We're not. We're just not comfortable in our own skins. I think that's what we show off. See, like I was saying, we should all be unapologetically ourselves, just in general, right? The black people complaining about black people all the time. You should do this. You should do this. Like it matters. You know, don't name your kid this. Oh, that's too ghetto. Or you shouldn't have your hair like that. You know, because black people are doing the same shit. Telling you how to act around white people. Or act around them. Oh, I mean, I'm getting off the rails. I'm talking about something. Yeah. Like Trump. Trump was just telling a bunch. Trump told a bunch of people he don't give a fuck about. You know. He was talking to them like he gave a fuck about them. We just want to hear people, you know, cater to us. You know, Trump's just saying all this shit. Like the MAGA people. You really think Trump gives a fuck about you? Come on, man. You're smarter than that. You know, he's just talking to get elected. They're all just talking to get elected. That's why I don't listen to speeches and, like, you know, all that protest. It's all bullshit. It don't mean anything. You know? The actions are what they do. What's the actions? All right, hold on, guys. I was over. I need the fucking dog. God damn, it's on something. I need a studio. But yeah, Trump lied to a bunch of people, right? Make America great again. That's their slogan. Like, they really stuck by that shit. Some shit he stole. You know, that was actually, that was Ronald Reagan. See, Ronald Reagan used to say that. Make America great again. And he go running it. Like, you know, steal some slogan. And it's all, that was bullshit then and it's bullshit now. Like, white people, you've always had it great. You know, the people, it's the white people who don't get it. You know, there's a lot of white people that get it. But these are the ones who don't get it. You've always had it great here, right? So shut the fuck up. But yeah, guys, I was saying, we all got to learn how to just be unapologetically ourselves. You know? I'm telling you, it's freedom in that. It's freedom of your, it's like really freedom of self. Freedom of just to be who you are. Right? Imagine that. You ain't got to worry about what you're wearing. You know? Car you're driving, where you live. Imagine not having to worry about trying to impress the world. Imagine that. But I think that will happen with advertising, I guess, as far as like everybody's trying to impress each other, as far as gear. They made like, you know, certain things better than another thing in their ads, and then it becomes a big, oh, you drink Pepsi? How could you drink that? I drink Coke. All that dumb shit. But you guys get what I'm saying, right? Be unapologetically black for the black folks and everybody's in general. Just be unapologetically yourself. I'm ranting. I don't know. They keep coming in here fucking me up. My train of thought is all crazy. It's fucking, there's going to be some ass whippings going on after this. I'm getting both for Cali and yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. What else should I talk about? I think we're done for the day. The light little Sunday episode. Well, come on, Sunday. It's a Saturday. But yeah, you guys stay warm, my West Coast people. In Colorado, too. I'm getting a lot of love in Colorado. I got a lot of viewers in Colorado. Well, listeners. Which is cool and weird. They're my listeners unapologetically. Yeah, everybody stay safe. I'm getting out of here. Love you guys. In the house. All right. Fuck off. Bye.